Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen. And coming up very, very soon is one of the better events in the area, certainly one of the more tastier, and that's Bridge Feast, formerly known as Seafood Fest. And we're going to learn all about it because I am joined by two Houghton Rotarians. In studio with me right now is Debbie Bradford and Eli Carpenter. Folks, welcome to Copper Country Today.
Thank you very much.
Eli, how are you doing?
Doing very well this morning.
Good. Now, Seafood Fest, as this was known for many, many years, is a long-running, very successful fundraiser for the Houghton Rotary. It's gone through some changes, but before we kind of get into some of the background, Debbie, if you want to, when is it and where is it going to be?
Okay, it's June 19th and 20th at the Ray Kestner Waterfront Park. And it starts on Friday. We start serving at 5 o'clock, and we serve until 10. And then on Saturday, on the 20th, we start serving at noon and finish up at 10 also.
Things are looking very beautiful down there on the waterfront. The city has done quite a few renovations. There's a beautiful walkway that's now, it was installed previously last year, but now it's sort of trimmed and looking good. They definitely got things looking real well for people to come down.
Well, to add to that brick walkway, Rotary actually put in a lot of money for that. And most of the money that was put into that was from our prior year Seafood Fest and Bridge Feast event.
Now, we'll talk about the menu here coming up. So let's start by saying, you know, this was Seafood Fest, which focused on a lot of great tasting seafood, and it's now expanded. As I was looking at the menu, it's not that seafood had gone away. It's just really there's a lot more and a lot more added to it. So talk about that transition.
Yeah, last year we engaged with some vendor partners, some local restaurants to feature some of their specialties just to broaden the appeal of the event. We've got the Library, Habaneros, and the Fitzgerald's restaurant up in Eagle River there. They're going to be featuring some of their specialties just to add to the appeal of the event. Should be another great year of that.
Well, yeah, the more people you get involved, definitely the better it can be. Mm-hmm. Now, I've watched the volunteers making all of that food underneath the pavilion there. You still do that?
There's still a lot of volunteer efforts that go into making this event successful, and they're guided by professionals in the food service profession in order to make it a real high quality event. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's start with what the Houghton Rotary is providing. What kind of food are you going to look forward to?
Well, the vendors are also helping us with some of the items that have always been a tradition for the Houghton Rotary Club. And this year we brought back our live lobster. At the ticket counter last year, everyone kept on saying, "No lobster? No lobster?" So we brought it back. And you have to buy those with the pre-sale tickets. And then we have Alaskan king crab legs, which have always been popular. The fresh salmon is...
Yeah. Just thinking about it.
Eli just said how great it is. And the corn on the cob, and of course, the kids' favorite French fries.
Well, I am glad that you brought back the lobster because, I come from downstate where you had a Red Lobster close by, and of course, there's one in Marquette that people had a chance to go get lobster, but also a lot of other places that would serve it. It's not as easy to find here, so it really becomes sort of one of those things you look for that you're only going to get once a year, and here's your opportunity to get it, was at Seafood Fest. So I can see why people, miss that, and it's great that you brought that back.
And what a great time for the event to happen during Father's Day weekend to honor our fathers out there and take them out for a really great lobster dinner. I mean, when else can you do that, especially in the area?
Sure, yeah, and then the weekend is, it's like fathers got together and decided what to do for the weekend because you've got live music, great food, beverages, nice cooled frothy beverages, and all out on the waterfront. And usually the weather is fairly good. I mean, a couple of years it doesn't cooperate, but this is where we live. But usually it's very good.
Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully with it being a later weekend, it will be better. That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah.
Do you know what the other vendors are going to be providing? I mean, I'm familiar with Habaneros and Library when I go to eat there. But you know what they're going to be bringing out?
Habaneros is going to be featuring a chicken burrito as well as shrimp chipotle tacos. They've got that on their menu now, and I've had it a number of times. So I really enjoy it. Very, very fresh flavors there. The library is going to be featuring some of their items as well. They've got a salmon on the menu as well as a po' boy sandwich. You can't find too many of those around this area. And then we're very excited, again, to have the Fitzgerald's restaurant featuring some of their barbecue specialties. They've really got a niche up there in that market with their brisket and pulled pork sandwiches. Should be a great menu to satisfy a wide variety of palates.
Now, is there anything different as far as your fundraising when it comes to these vendors? Do all the proceeds still go back to the Rotary?
There's an agreement with the vendors and us on how much of the food sales actually go back to the vendors and how much stay with us. One of the things that I think you'll see, or we will find out, is that with them being vendors and that's their business, there's a lot of quality control that goes with that. That as an accountant, I don't have that talent for that. So I think there's going to be a lot of not only the quality of food, but just any waste or anything like that, because that's their business.
Okay. So it doesn't matter where you get your food, you're still supporting the Rotary.
Correct.
Correct, yes.
Correct. And it's all one line. You can go there and you can walk up to the line and order something from Habaneros. You can order something from the library. You can order something from the Fitz in the exact same line.
Oh, okay. I was visioning, I guess, different tents or something that you would walk up to. So you still probably the pavilion where it's all there?
Correct.
Yep, okay. It's all working out of the Rotary Pavilion down there, which has been a staple of the event for decades now.
Okay. But you don't want to bring your cash up to that pavilion.
Nope, we're dealing with tokens. And that's basically how we're keeping track of the sales of the beer. We keep track of the sales of the pop and ice cream, which is in another section. That's a section that little kids that like to volunteer. And there's nothing better than starting children volunteering. Mm-hmm. They become our next generation of volunteers. And they love selling those ice cream bars and Italian ice, and we're doing fountain pop this year, so they're going to have a really good time.
Oh, that's neat.
And those are pretty much Rotarian kids, or if I know kids in the community, I'll drag them down there and say, no, it's a good thing to volunteer. So they're a token. If you buy your tickets early, and I brought them with me today in case you want to buy some early, you buy them for $10 and you get 11 tokens. And that's an extra dollar that you get to spend on a pop or an ice cream sandwich. I can see it in your eyes.
So it's you get basically a free dollar token with, if you buy 10, you get the free dollar. And if you've taken a look at the menu and you're planning on coming out with the family and you're going to spend the good part of the weekend there. So if you buy $90 worth of tokens and you're getting $10 extra free. So you can see how really that kind of adds up over a while.
And that's only on pre-sales. And also at the token booth, you'll be able to go in a separate line and just exchange those for the tokens. And they'll have bags to hand out saying these are your, 10 tokens plus one.
Now, how do you get the tokens in advance? How do you purchase them in advance?
You can purchase them online at bridgefeast.com or through any Houghton Rotarian. There are also a number of local shops in the local area that have them for sale. You can see signs out front that would say Bridge Feast tickets available here, and you could go ahead and purchase them.
Look for that beautiful fluorescent green sign, and it says Bridge Feast tickets sold here.
Now, are you all set as far as your vendors, and is that all filled up? You know who's performing for the musicians. You know who's serving food, because I know it's like there used to be outside of a seafood fest there were vendors and stuff like that. But you guys, that's not part of this at all.
No, Bridge Feast takes care of the vendors outside of the Ray Kestner Park. All right.
Yeah, and then I just wanted to kind of point that out. Yeah, that it is a bit of a change. You want to now, you go to Bridge Feast. That's why it's no longer Seafood Fest, Bridge Feast, because you got all the different, you don't need the extra vendors out there. If you don't want seafood, you got plenty of choices now to be able to go down there.
Correct.
Now, Bridge Feast would not be what it is without the live entertainment. And I've looked at your list of performers, and you have a lot of terrific people performing. Some of them I'm very familiar with. I mean, who doesn't know the Outlaws from this area? I mean, we definitely know who they are. And you also have the Recess Bullies. Who are these guys? These Ishpeming Blue Notes, Marty's Golden Airs and Ishpeming Blue Notes.
They're the guys in the yellow outfits that march in the parade on Friday night. And they come and they do a couple of songs down at the waterfront for us after the parade. Yeah, so they walk in and march around and
they're well received. Yeah, they're a band from the American Legion Post out in Bessemer, Michigan. They've been a staple of our event and the Bridge Fest parade for years. I can't remember a parade without them. So.
Oh, okay. Well, then I got to catch up then a little bit.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that is so good about this event, is that it goes on into the evening. You know, we're in a small town where a lot of times we roll up the sidewalks after 6 o'clock. But, this event is something that is carries on till, I'm looking here, it's to midnight.
Yes.
So, it's a good nightlife thing. So,
definitely.
You get the sitters for the kids and come out and enjoy the band and the music. And you're still serving food until late in the night. So it's a great event, to enjoy what is hopefully a nice warm summer evening in the Keweenaw.
Yep, and Friday night we're go on well past when the parade ends downtown, and on Saturday night we go well into the evening after the fireworks show. So it should be a great way to spend the day and into the evening too.
And I do encourage people to go out early. That's what I did, as I went out before the parade on Friday to walk around. I got my food early. And since I wasn't ordering lobster that year, I know the lobster took a little bit longer to have prepared that particular year. But I was able to beat the lines, get the food, eat, and then head over to the parade downtown and then can walk to it from the park and then come back later on after the parade was over. And that kind of worked out for me. So definitely I recommend people getting out as early as you can.
The other thing is a lot of people come down with their own containers and buy all their food to go. And not because they don't want to stay for the event. It's just basically they're having a family event somewhere else, so they buy all their food and carry it back out. You can get your lobster not cooked, too, and you can take that home and cook it yourself.
Can you get them live?
Yes.
You get us alive? Wow, okay. Yeah. Keep it as a pet. I know my daughter wouldn't let me cook it once it came home. All right, Eli, I don't know if you can see this schedule over my shoulder there, but why don't you talk about what you have going on Saturday?
Sure. On Saturday, we get things kicked off around noon for our food event. Prior to that, starting is the antique car show hosted by the Bridge Fest Committee. Our event is in conjunction at the same time as the Bridge Fest event. Later on into the afternoon, we get started with the live entertainment. And then into the evening, the fireworks show that we've all come to love over the years. So. Really a fun-filled day on Saturday. Events for the kids, too. We're going to have kid games down at Ray Kestner Waterfront Park. That's a little bit new this year, looking to expand that, broaden the family appeal during the daytime hours there, and should be a neat addition for this year's Bridge Feast.
And Martial Law, because I know a lot of people are familiar with them, they'll be performing after the fireworks till midnight. So, again, the entertainment going into well into the evening.
Yeah.
So, all right, if you want to check out the full schedule, you can find it at bridgefeast.com. They also have a full menu there. You can order your tokens in advance there and get the special. So all that's going on, and it's all going to raise money. In what for? Where's this money going?
Over the years, we have various events that we have sponsored. If you go to the waterfront, you'll see, besides the Rotary Pavilion, now the Brick Walk, there's the waterfront down by the Super 8, that was one of our projects. The flagpoles that as you come into town, that's one of our projects. You go into the library, you'll see our sign at the welcome desk, another one of our projects. Go up to the museum here, you'll see another one of our projects there. Mm-hmm. The other thing is we give out 2 high school scholarships of $2,000 each to Houghton students right now. And that right there is a really big chunk to see these kids succeed at life. Mm-hmm. And they do not have to be going into, like, Michigan Tech. They can go into a technical school, and there's an application process that they go through. So that's really
And the Rotary also uses some of the proceeds of this event to support local nonprofit organizations in their endeavors, as well as supporting international projects. Rotary is an international organization. We've supported sanitation projects in Ghana with funds through the club, and a number of other efforts locally, and also touching the global scale as well. So the funds we raise through this weekend are critical to Rotary's giving efforts over the course of the year.
One of the things we've really been working on is being involved in our school districts, and this covers not just the Houghton school districts, but it goes down to South Range. For in the elementary program for third graders, we've been handing out dictionaries. And someone said, we got the internet, you don't need a dictionary. But if you could see these kids' faces when they open up their dictionary with their name in the front of it and presenting it to them, it's, the pictures are, say, a thousand words, because their heads are together and they're comparing with each other. They still like books. The other thing that we were doing in the high school is choices. And this is really giving them an idea in eighth and ninth grade what some choices you can make right now that will benefit you in the future. And it's strictly geared to those eighth and ninth graders for that project. And we as Rotarians go in and present it, the program, and then they get information at the same time.
Now, of course, the Houghton Rotary is a super secret organization that nobody knows how you become a part of. And it's not open to any, wait, no, it is open. You can get involved. It is a great organization that is very welcoming. I've been to Rotarian meetings before. They are wonderful folks there. And so if somebody wants to, you know, give a little bit more than buying their lobster this year, but they want to be a part of something that is this good, how do they do that? How do they find out more?
Well, if you come down to the seafood event and you see anyone that kind of looks like in charge, they can talk to them then. They can email me at debbie@up.net. You can go online to our website for Houghton Rotary, and there's contact lines in there that you can ask about Rotary and how to join. We meet on Thursday at noon, so if you want to try out a meeting first and get introduced that way, you're more than welcome. And we meet at the Franklin Square Inn on the 7th floor at noon on Thursday.
And Eli, how long have you been part?
I've been a Rotarian for just shy of 2 years now. I've lived in this community for a number of years, and I've seen this event over the years. And you know, as a younger person years ago when I would volunteer with this event, and now to be involved with the planning of it is really nice to see how things can come full circle. And you know, you start out in those roles where you're helping cook lobster, and then now you're helping plan the event. It's a lot of fun. It's a great organization.
It takes a lot more people than just the Rotary to put it on. You have a number of sponsors that are helping out. Can you talk about them?
Sure. Our major sponsor this year is UP Health System Portage, and we also have significant sponsors of Michigan Tech University Dining Services, Upper Peninsula Power Company, and Walmart. Of course, these companies have provided generous financial support to make the event a success on that end. But we can't forget all the human hours that go into making this event successful. We recruit volunteers from a number of community organizations. Rotary partners with a college-aged organization between Michigan Tech and Finlandia students, as well as a high school organization at Houghton High School. So we bring in students from those groups to help volunteer at our event. We bring in Michigan Tech athletes to help us put on the event, as well as a broad array of community organizations that have supported us in our volunteer efforts for years. Deb, do you want to add on to some of these?
Yeah, I'd really like to mention some of them, that they really do a lot of in-kind giving to us. And Dallas Bond has been, he was a Rotarian. He wasn't able to keep the commitment of Rotary, so he said he just had to resign, but he still wanted to be involved. So he's been the guy gathering up all these bands, and just glad for his expertise and ability to do that for us. That's been a big help. I wouldn't know to go get recess bullies or whoever they are. So you can see that. City of Houghton, they really help us out. They put extra patrols out. They even take me to the bank when I have to go, so I get escort service there. Also with the transportation. Ferrell Gas comes in, supplies us all our gas, and hooks it up. Couldn't ask for a better group of people there. Great Lakes Accounting has been donating some of their airtime that they get purchased, so they've been helping us out. Houghton Community Broadcasting also helps
us
out.
Happy to help.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's great. It's really great. And then Industrial Graphics, they do all of our signage, and they've done a really great job doing the transition going from Seafood Fest to Bridge Feast and any changes that we have. The marketing department has been unbelievable. They keep mm-hmm. us on our toes. They kept us on track. Karen Olson, the owner of it, is also a Rotarian, and God bless that place, because they really have really made this a success, not only with their talents on marketing, but
right.
keeping us. They don't even have a whip. It's just, they send these emails and...
Don't give Karen any ideas.
Yeah. That might happen. He mentioned the athletic department at Michigan Tech. That's a big help. And it's really nice. Sometimes it's odd because I'll see basketball players without their numbers and I'm trying to figure out who they are.
How you know them, yes.
So, Peterlin Distributing, Superior Equipment and Events, and then that place across the bridge, the Wimple Mix 93 also.
Well, good. And we're glad to be a part of this this event. It's, like I said, it's a mainstay, a fixture in our community, definitely for a great cause. Now, are there things that the public should keep in mind as Bridge Feast approaches, as far as for parking or anything that they kind of need to know? One question, is there a cover charge to get in the grounds?
There is no cover charge, and that was something that was tried last year, and we're pulling that back this year. As the public plans to come down to the park, we do encourage you to plan some time to get down there and utilize the shuttle service that's being provided by the City of Houghton. But take a peruse our website, look at our menu, look at our tokens prior to coming down there, know the schedule, and that'll really help make you get the most out of the event. And just a reminder again, that website is www.bridgefeast.com.
Now, the shuttle service, is there a particular place that you park that you're running people back and forth from, or is that just the regular Houghton Transit?
It's just the regular Houghton Transit, and if you see one starting to pass you by and you're walking down towards the event, when you're parking anywhere downtown, just flag them down and they'll stop and put you in the bus.
Okay, good.
And then they'll take you back to your car also at the end. Okay. So they're just doing a constant loop around town.
All right. So June 19th and the 20th, what time does it start?
It starts on Friday at 5 o'clock.
Okay, and you'll be opening up the vendors. The food will be available. The Bridge Fest parade starts at 7. Definitely don't want to miss that. You head on back. You grab some food. And you can get tokens, and you can get a special deal if you purchase them in advance. Where $10 will get you 11, so to speak, and then you go and line up and exchange those for the actual tokens on the day of.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. And you order those tickets through bridgefeast.com. Enjoy a wonderful weekend of live entertainment, tremendous food, some frothy beverages if you so choose. If you do, however, of course, be responsible. Make sure you get home safe. Make sure it's a nice, safe, family-friendly event. No matter how late it goes on, let's just keep it clean and have a great time. And, of course, all that money goes back, the proceeds to the Houghton Rotary, which you will distribute to worthy causes on our behalf.
Correct.
Perfect.
Yes. Don't forget those events for the kids. We've asked a bunch of nonprofit organizations to set up booths for kids to do games, and all the money that they gather up goes right back to that nonprofit.
Oh, that's great.
So... That's right. Been a really great. Do we have time to talk about the gala?
Go ahead.
Okay. This year, our theme for the gala, which is on Thursday night, is Moroccan. And the chef over at Michigan Tech, Chef Eric, just took some courses on Moroccan food. And he set up a wonderful menu. A lot of the tables have been sold in a corporate style selling. But there still is 24, am I correct?
Well, we did two tables of eight for individual sales, so that'd be a total of 16.
16. So there's 16 seats that you can still purchase, and the tickets are $75 each. So if anybody is interested in attending the Moroccan event on Thursday, they're more than welcome to.
Is that Thursday the 18th?
Correct.
Okay. Thursday the 18th down at Ray Kestner Waterfront Park in the big white tents there. It's a great venue to celebrate a nice evening with some unique food as well.
Okay, tickets on the website as well for that? Advance?
To get tickets, you would contact debbie@up.net.
debbie@up.net. All right. My guests this segment have been Debbie Bradford and Eli Kartanen from the Houghton Rotary about Bridge Feast. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rick.
Copper Country Today, we'll be right back.